Well, greetings, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Andrew Farley, I'm Bob Davis, and we welcome you to this Tuesday edition of Basic Gospel. We're here every weekday to share the truth of the gospel of grace in Jesus Christ our Lord and to address your questions and concerns. And to do that, the phone lines are open for you at 844-322-2742, and we invite your calls right now. Again, that's 844-322-2742. If you have a Bible question or a personal circumstance you'd like to discuss, well, the time is here. In the U.S. and Canada, 844-322-2742. Call now, because it's Basic Gospel, everybody, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. Yesterday we started a five-day series about things religion cannot give to us, and yesterday we talked about rest, and today Andrew Farley is going to talk to us about another one of these issues, another one of these gifts of grace that religion can't give us, and Andrew, tell us what that is today.
Yeah, so religion really can't give you a sense of being forgiven once for all, and that's what's unique about Jesus. I mean, we look at our human relationships, and we have an apology-driven economy. I'm going to forgive you when you show up on my doorstep, and there's an apology on your lips and sorrow in your heart and tears in your eyes, and you deliver that apology, and then I deliver the statement, Bob, I forgive you. And, you know, that's the way we operate. And so when humanity invents religion, that's exactly what you find. You end up with this formula that goes a little something like this. When you get down on your knees and beg and grovel and hope and wait and beg for forgiveness, then God is going to swoop down out of heaven and forgive you for that one sin. But now the next time that you sin, we're going to have to rinse and repeat. We're going to have to do this process all over again. And as you apologize and as you shed tears and as you express remorse and regret, then that activates God, supposedly, and he comes back down out of heaven to clean you off one more time until the next time. But what is unique about the gospel, of course, is that Jesus has cleansed us once for all. That's what we read in Hebrews chapter 10. If you're looking for just a landmark passage, one of the most powerful chapters in all of the Bible about your forgiveness, Hebrews 10 is it. We discover that we have been forgiven once for all, we've been cleansed once for all, we've been forgiven for all time, and the blood of bulls and goats in the Old Testament couldn't do that, but Jesus' blood did it. And so we are totally forgiven people. Every person listening to this broadcast right now, if you are in Jesus Christ, if Jesus Christ resides in you, then you are totally forgiven, past, present, and future. You know, it's healthy, Bob. It's healthy for us to regret sin. It's healthy for us to say no to sin and turn away from sin every single time, of course. But that doesn't make us more forgiven. We're only forgiven by God's blood economy. Hebrews says, without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. So what's unique about being in Christ is this beautiful once-for-all forgiveness that we have. God's not scared to give it to us because he also gave us a new heart. And so I can afford to be totally forgiven for all time, and God's not worried about me. He's not worried about tomorrow. Oh, my goodness, Andrew's going to wake up and set a world record for sins because I forgave him too much. Well, God's not worried about that. The new covenant is not a foolish move. God is not naive. God knew exactly what he was doing in taking away our sins forever and giving us a new heart, causing us to be dead to sin and alive to God forever. Now, that's a gospel we can celebrate.
Yes, it is. And boy, Andrew, as you were talking, I just, my past kind of flashed before my eyes as to what I was involved in. And boy, I would get up in the morning and say, Lord, I'm going to be your guy. And then by the end of the night, I knew I wasn't God's guy, and I was begging and pleading for forgiveness. But as sorry as I was, and as much as I begged for forgiveness and prayed for forgiveness, I never knew that was a reality for me. I always wondered. And the next day, I lived on spiritual eggshells just waiting for the shoe to fall, God's punishment to somehow intersect with my life that day. And this religious game that we play can never give us the answers that we're looking for. That's why it's so important for us to look to the blood of Jesus, isn't it?
Yeah, so if you found yourself like Bob and like myself, I mean, we've all done it. You find yourself in this spot where you've almost created a formula that I get to feel forgiven. I have permission to feel relief from guilt only after I have asked God and only after I've confessed all my sins. Then, look, we've got a big problem here, because it starts to be about my memory and my legal pad of keeping a long laundry list of sins and my words and my confessions, and what if I forget one, and what if I leave one out, and it becomes about me and what I'm doing instead of it being about Jesus and what he did. And as you mentioned, I mean, Jesus said it's finished, it's over, it's done, we have been forgiven once for all. So when we bring this forgiveness issue back to being Christ-centered, then we can give ourselves permission to recognize the once-for-all forgiveness that we have, and that's what separates the true gospel from man-made religion.
Andrew Farley joining Bob Christopher and me. I'm Bob Davis, and thank you for joining us today for this edition of Basic Gospel, everybody. And before we do anything else, Bob, I want to share this with you. This is from Samuel in Connecticut. He says, I love you guys. Thank you for sharing your joy, the joy of our salvation nonstop by the power of Christ living in you. He says, when I first heard Bob Christopher, he shared with me what God did for him. God saved him. In his story alone, I was able to follow Christ in all simplicity by grace through faith, just as Bob has been doing. I think that's what makes this ministry of Basic Gospel so effective in delivering the gospel. It is doing exactly what Christ wanted it to be his witness. In other words, I've seen Christ. Our own story of salvation by grace, through faith, is the best tool for discipleship. My question is simply, does that make sense to you brothers at Basic Gospel?
Yes, it does. And Andrew, it really speaks to why we're on the air, doesn't it? I mean, this message, the simplicity of the message, has been overlooked by so many. I overlooked it for years. I think you overlooked it for years. But then when we saw it, it just this gospel of grace exploded in our lives, and it just made the Christian life so much joy. And that's what we want for our listeners, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, Jesus tells us that the kingdom of God needs to be approached like a little child would approach it. And essentially, that's what we're doing here. The gospel is not rocket science. It's not complex and difficult to grasp. What makes it challenging is that we add to it and we make it complicated with our own additions, our own exceptions, our own addendums. We start speaking into the gospel what is not really there, and that's when the true message gets covered up. So what we're doing at Basic Gospel and at the Grace Message is basically saying, hey, let's uncover the real thing. Let's peel away the layers of religiosity, and let's get back to the message. And when you're a little kid and dad says you're forgiven, that just means you're forgiven. You don't have to say, now, dad, does that mean I'm forgiven positionally? Does that mean I'm forgiven judicially, forensically, patriarchally? Oh, my goodness. If you delve into some religious literature, you're going to find all kinds of terminology that basically says, oh, yeah, you're forgiven in one sense, but you're not forgiven in another sense. You're forgiven in heaven, but you're not forgiven on earth. You're forgiven ultimately, but you're not forgiven daily. And, you know, we complicate things, guys, instead of just looking at the finished work of Christ and realizing that when Jesus hung on that cross, blood all over him, that was a statement to us. This means we are forgiven forever, not just patriarchally or positionally or any of that. We are forgiven, period. And that is a good reason, a great reason to celebrate Jesus to the fullest.
Yeah, I think of what we do as kind of being a power washer, washing off that religious debris that is gathered around the gospel. We wash that off so that people can see the purity, the simplicity of the good news of Jesus, and rejoice in the gift of forgiveness and the gift of the of life that they have by grace through faith in him.
Patriarchically, I can't say that word. I'm glad you brought it. Brought a new word to the discussion, Andrew. Thank you for that. It is basic gospel, everybody, and we have open lines for you at 844-322-2742. And friends, as a listener-supported ministry, of course, we always need the need never ends for your support. If you're listening on a regular basis, and if what you're hearing is making a difference in your understanding of the Christian life, well, please stand with us by making a donation today. You can do that at basicgospel.net, and we'll say thanks for your support by sending you a copy of Andrew's book. It's called God Without Religion, and it's our gift of appreciation for your support of Basic Gospel. Well, Andrew, just wanted to ask you, what are readers going to learn as they read through the pages of God Without Religion?
Yeah, well, you know, this to me was my favorite book that I've written. I enjoy writing every book, but this one in particular was a lot of fun. And the reason it was a lot of fun is because it's loaded with humor and it's loaded with true stories, amazing experiences that I had, including, you know, running around the Indy 500 track in a stock car, and my grandmother literally being late to her own funeral. Now that's a story. And being robbed in South Bend, Indiana, and then having someone come to our door seeking to embezzle more from us and offer our stuff back at a price. And so, yeah, whether it's extortion or robbery or car races or being late to your funeral, God Without Religion is filled with some creative analogies and storytelling that really drives home the message of our new identity in Christ and what it means to live under grace and what it means to be totally forgiven. So, yeah, the message is this: God without religion, can it really be this simple? And Bob was just talking about the power washing, getting rid of the clutter, peeling away the layers of religiosity. That's what God without religion is all about.
And there it is, friends, God without religion, and that is what it's all about. And it's our gift back to you to say thank you for your support of Basic Gospel. And just click donate when you visit basicgospel.net, and be sure to request your copy of God Without Religion.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to our phone lines and talk with Daniela listening to us in Fort Worth. Daniela, you're on Basic Gospel Radio.
Daniela, are you there?
Yes, I am here.
Hi there. You're on the air.
Hi. Well, my question is, a couple of months ago, I was reading the Bible, and I read where it says the only sin that God will never forgive is if you blaspheme against the Holy Spirit. So I've actually given my life to Christ since I was 18. I'm 30 now. And as soon as I read that, like things, like maybe like 2 or 3 days later, like I just started having bad thoughts against the Holy Spirit, bad thoughts against God. It got like to a point where I started getting panic attacks, where too I thought that God wasn't even going to forgive me anymore. To a point where I actually even tried to just end it all because I was like, what is the point? God's not with me anymore. And it's been like on and off where I think, okay, yes, God has forgiven me, and no, he has not. So I wanted to see if you can like explain what do they mean by that. I've actually been thinking that I'm just going through like a spiritual warfare, but I wanted to see if you can actually explain what do they mean by that.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Daniela. Yeah, great question. And, you know, we're in Matthew chapter 12, and this is where Jesus says, that blasphemy against the Spirit will not be forgiven. And they're denying Jesus. That's what they're doing. They're saying that Jesus is not the Messiah, that Jesus is not God. They are, in fact, in some instances, even accusing him of being Satan. And, you know, Daniela, you're not doing any of that. You already know who Jesus is. You've already received Christ as your Savior. You already recognize that he's the Messiah, that he was crucified, buried, and raised from the dead to give you life. You've already called upon the name of the Lord to be saved. So this passage is not about you. You don't have to worry about blasphemy of the Holy Spirit because you've already received the Holy Spirit. You're not rejecting him. You've accepted him. And, you know, it doesn't surprise me at all, Daniela, that you would get some thoughts like that. I mean, we've all had thoughts that scare us. We've all had thoughts that make us wonder, oh, my goodness, where did that come from? I don't even want to be thinking this, but where did it come from? And, you know, being tempted with a thought is not even a sin. It's only a sin when we take it and entertain it and carry it out and all of that. But even then, we are forgiven for all of our sins, past, present, and future. So this was written, Jesus is warning these Jews 2,000 years ago. They haven't even made up their mind about who he is and what he's going to do. And so you're just in a different spot. You're essentially reading someone else's mail when you read this passage because you're already in Christ. You're already forgiven, past, present, and future. You've already accepted Jesus. You already recognize the Holy Spirit as who he is. And this was written instead to warn unbelievers. So, Daniela, I hope that helps encourage you some here. I hate to see you entertaining any sort of condemnation or accusation about it. You need to know that those thoughts don't even come from you. God's not worried about you in the slightest. You are a totally forgiven person forever. So does that help clear things up?
It really does. Thank you so much. Yes, because it's been a couple of months where I've been just, like, having this on my mind, and sometimes I'm just like, okay, God did forgive me, and I hear you guys all the time. I listen to you guys all the time. It's like, yes, he did forgive me, and then I'm like, what if he really didn't?
Yeah.
But your spending it really helped a lot. Thank you so
yes.
much.
Well, Daniela, thank you for calling in and trusting us with your question. And you know, Bob, this is just another reminder to us all, I think, that there's no exception. When you're in Christ, Jesus has taken away all your sins, not some of them. There are no exceptions to the finished work of Christ, are there?
None whatsoever. And Daniela, a verse that is really meaningful to me, one that I think about almost daily and I continue to go to just in reading, is Ephesians 1:7. And Paul writes there, in him, in Christ. And Daniela, you're in Christ. And since you're in Christ, you have what this verse says. It says, in him you have redemption, the forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace. So Daniela, as a child of God who is now in Christ, in whom Christ now lives, you have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. That's yours. That's your gift of grace. And whenever those doubts come into your mind, let this verse be a reminder to just give thanks to the Lord for what he's done for you in Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much.
You bet. Well, Daniela, thanks for calling in. And guys, I just want to say there may be other people out there listening right now, and you've had thoughts that scare you. You've had thoughts that alarm you.
We're going to hear from one in just a moment, as a matter of fact, Andrew.
Well, that's great. You know, the idea that we get doubts and scary thoughts and blasphemous thoughts, that shouldn't surprise us. There's an enemy. But those thoughts don't come from us, and we can count ourselves dead to that thought and alive to God. So let's take that call.
Before we do that, I want to talk about the conference coming up. Friends, only 9 days until the Bible conference that we've been waiting for, and it's going to be fun, it's going to be exciting, it's going to be insight-filled, a great time with Bob and Andrew as they team up for the conference called United. October 15th, these two ministries, Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher and The Grace Message with Andrew Farley, will unite in message and purpose and mission to bring you a Bible conference rich and deep in the grace of God. And I hope you won't miss it, friends. Information available at basicgospel.net/united. Please join us for this very, very special event. Again, all the information and registration available at basicgospel.net/united. Now on to the question we're talking about. This is from Mark in New Jersey. He says, regarding salvation, can you explain the difference between Matthew 7:23, in which Jesus said, "Depart from me, I never knew you," and Romans 10:9, in which Paul said, "If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved." There are many other verses, he says, that tell us that if we believe in Jesus, we have eternal life, but the "depart from me, I never knew you" is very troubling to me.
Yeah, well, I think the difference is they're not really believing in Jesus. In Matthew 7, these folks are believing in themselves. That's their sales pitch. There they are at the gates of heaven, and they're not saying, "Lord, Lord, didn't you do awesome things, Lord?" No, they're saying, "Lord, Lord, did we not do awesome things?" They're bragging about their own accomplishments. They seem to believe that their religious works are going to get them into the kingdom. So they have the gospel backwards. They're looking at it upside down. They've missed the message. So when you look at Romans, that's saying, hey, look how simple and straightforward and easy salvation is. Whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord, whosoever believes in him is going to be saved. Well, that's a real belief. That's a real trust in Jesus and what he did and who he is on our behalf. The grace of God is what saves us. But you rewind to Matthew chapter 7, and they've just got it all wrong. They are not putting confidence in Christ and his finished work. They are instead putting confidence in themselves, and that's why they were never saved to begin with. This is not about losing salvation. This is God saying, "Depart from me, I never knew you." So these are people who never had a relationship with God because they approached it by works instead of by faith in Jesus.
He also calls them workers of lawlessness. So he basically says they're sinners. And when you look through the New Testament, you never see any of the apostles calling those of us who are in Christ sinners. We're always called saints, aren't we?
Yeah, and that's an important distinction. Next time you survey the New Testament, you're on your Bible Gateway or whatever, type in the word sinner and look where it appears, and then type in the word saint and look where it appears, and you may receive a little shock there to realize that 10 times out of 10, God is calling you his child, holy, blameless, righteous, a saint, not a sinner.
And that's some of the stuff you're going to hear from Andrew at our upcoming conference next week, United, October 15th through the 17th. We still have some room for you, just a few spots available. We also have a couple of scholarships available.
Oh,
if you're
great.
Interested in that, contact us, and we'll get Vivian to reach out to you and let you know how to apply that. But we want to see you next week, October 15th through the 17th, for United.
Absolutely. And you can get all the information by visiting basicgospel.net/United, a special section of our website set up just exactly for the conference. Again, basicgospel.net/United. Well, thanks for being with us today, everybody, and thanks to all of you who support Basic Gospel with your prayers and with your gifts. They are what make it possible for us to be here every weekday with the message of grace in the Lord Jesus Christ. And to say thank you, once again, we have a copy of Andrew's book, God Without Religion, for you. So be sure to request your copy when you make your gift at basicgospel.net. A reminder, too, that if you have questions after we're off the air, well, you can call the listener line and leave a voicemail. You can do that anytime, night or day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. and you'll hear your question or concern discussed on the Basic Gospel program on an upcoming program, probably in the next day or two, as a matter of fact. The number is always 844-322-2742, and it's an interesting factoid that whenever you hear the message of grace and the Lord Jesus Christ on Basic Gospel, well, call now. 844-322-2742. Well, now for Bob Christopher, Andrew Farley, and the ministry team, Bob Davis, inviting you back again tomorrow for Basic Gospel. See you then. Bye-bye.